Today's mitzvah is mitzvah tough reish tes 609. The issur of eating maaser sheni when in a state of tumah, says the Torah in the next phrase. We are in the parsha of vidui maaser, as we spoke about the mitzvahs asay of vidui maaser a couple of days ago. In that vidui, we have to say everything that we have done properly, including that we have gotten everything out of our house, bi or maaser. We spoke about why that is not a separate mitzvah asay, getting out of the house. We mentioned that maybe that's just a completion of the earlier. And then the issur of, we didn't eat any maaser sheni when we were owning him. So again, the fact that we have to declare that, says the Rambam, means that it must be that it is a mitzvah, that one is not allowed to eat that when one is an onain, and all the different halachas of aninus, as we spoke about a little bit. And today we have the mitzvah of the iser, we didn't eat maaser sheni when we were tamei. Says the Torah, lo achalti va'oni mimenu, that's the last one, and now we have lo vi'arti mimenu betamei. I was not mevaer it when I was tamei. How you mevaer something? How do you destroy it? How do you consume it? So Rashi says, in the name of Chazal, eating it, bein she'ani tamei v'hu tahar, bein she'ani tahar v'hu tamei, either one, teichan huzer al kach, lo tuchal lechol b'sharecha. So achilas tuma, that's the iser, lo tuchal b'sharecha. Rashi quotes another pasuk for the source of the iser, and here is the declaration. The Chinuch and the Rambam do not quote that earlier one as the lav. This pasuk right here, lo vi'arti menu b'tamei, included in it is the lav. The fact that you have to declare it means that it is usur, as we saw the Rambam last time in the end of Shoresh Shmini. So this is the iser of eating it when one is tamei. We do have another example of being mevaer, the lashon of biur referring to eating, right? We have that in Pesachim. We know the mitzvah of biur chametz. We have to get rid of our chametz. So there is a formulation that we've spoken in the past about from the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor says eating chametz within the time period before Pesach is a kiyum of biur chametz. His lashon is ein lach hashpasa gedola mizu. Right, there is no greater hashpasa. There is no greater destruction of chametz than by eating it. Right, I am getting it. I'm out of this world, and therefore that is a kiyum of Bior, that is Kima Bior Chametz, right? That's towards the beginning of the Masechta there in Pesachim. But here, it is the mitzvah of the Isser, of eating it betumah. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shalo lachol maaser sheni betumah v'afilu b'Yerushalayim. Achi yifta, even if you're in Yerushalayim, which is where exactly you're supposed to eat maaser sheni, but you, or the maaser sheni, are tamei, there's an Isser d'Oraisa to eat it. Achi yifta, it has to be redeemed, and whatever is redeemed is tahar, and that can be consumed. Shalo ikir etzleinu, so maaser sheni shenitma poten oso v'afilu b'Yerushalayim. Usually there's an Isser to be poda, maaser sheni fruit that already came into Yerushalayim, called tuhu machitzos, the walls have already given it kedusha, given it a certain status, and therefore it cannot be redeemed anymore. But if it became tamei, one is allowed to. That's why the pasuk says, "Lo vi'arti menu b'tamei v'hu ki'ilu lo amar." It's as if it said, "Lo tivar mimenu b'tamei." Klomar lo tocha mimenu b'tamei. It says, "Lo vi'arti." I didn't, but says the Rambam and the Chinuch, it's as if it says, "Don't." Ki achar she'ashem tzivanu she'ne'emar lo asisi kein v'kein hariyu ki'ilu tzivanu lo ta'asa kein. If he commands us to declare that we didn't do this, it must be that he doesn't want us to do it. U'menatam azen, that's why, as we said last time, all of these phrases in this pasuk, all three phrases, are counted as separate mitzvos lo sa'asei. B'sof ha'pasuk omer, shamati b'kol Hashem alokai, and at the end we have the pasuk, I listened to everything Hashem told me to listen to, lomar, shuzi ranu al kol zeh. Listening to Hashem means that you're following his mitzvos. The Menachas Chinuch points out, as we already quickly noted, that there is a machlokas we've shown him. What is the source for this iser? We know the iser is not to eat maaser sheni betuma. The Rambam and the Chinuch count this mitzvah right here, lo bi'arti mimenu betame. But if you look at the Gemara in Yevamos and Dafayin Gimel, and the Gemara, and the Rashi and the other Rishonim, the Menachas Chinuch quotes, they quote a different pasuk, lo sucha lechol b'sharecha, the pasuk that Rashi quoted, or v'lo yochal min hakadashim, the pasuk earlier in Vayikra and Perachav Beis. What's the difference? What pasuk it is? The Menachas Chinuch says, well, this is the nafkamina, what I always say, and that is hasra'a, because I like that Rashi in Masechta Shavuos. Rashi in Masechta Shavuos and Nafchaf Beis says that you have to warn mentioning the pasuk, v'hamasrebo tzarech lahasrosbo, Most is important to know the pasuk because you have to know what asra to give. Sometimes you have many isurim learned out from one pasuk. For example, Shabbos. Shabbos, there is a big discussion in the Rishonim. What do you have to say from Malecha Shabbos? If you do this, you're going to violate Los Azal Kol Malacha. Is that good enough? So Rishonim in various places, the beginning of Klal Gadol and in the beginning of Bava Kama, discuss, is that good enough? I don't say the specific Malacha. I'm just going to say the pasuk Lo Sasa Kol Malacha. Is that good enough? Because there's a Gemara towards the end of Masecha Shabbos that seems to give the impression that you have to mention the Malacha as well. Mishumai Masrinan Bey, the Gemara says, towards the end of Shabbos. And the Gemara says, is it Mishum Borer, or is it Mishum Merake? Different deos about what a certain action is in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Ches. Shimur Mishumai Masrinan Bey, Rabba Amar Mishum Borer, Reb Zera Amar Mishum Merake. So it sounds like from that Gemara that not only you have to say the Pasuk, you have to say the Aveira learned out from the Pasuk. Most of the time, the Pasuk only gives us one Aveira. But by Lo Sasa Kol Malacha, there are many Aveiras included. So the Pasuk of that Gemara, they have to warn Mishum the proper Av Malacha. Other Rishonim, Bali Tosfos there say, maybe not, maybe that just means you can't give the wrong Hasra. Because if you give the wrong Hasra, the wrong Malacha, then people won't take it seriously. That the Malacha says worse than giving no Hasra. No Hasra would be, no specific Hasra for the Malacha would be good, but you just can't give the wrong Hasra. That is a big discussion, Machlokas Rishonim. But either way, the Minchas Chinuch always loves to mention this Rashi in Shavuos Daf Chaf, that one has to be Masra with the right pasuk. So this is the nafkamina between the Chinuch and the Rambam versus Rashi and the others in terms of which malacha, which pasuk this Isser comes from. Rabbi Chanan discusses on the flip side. We know that when one gives Hasra'a, one has to be, the defendant has to be Makabel, the Hasra. He has to be Amanas Kenan Yosa. I'm doing it on condition, even though I know that this is the Aveira. Rabbi Chanan has the Chakira in Ksubis and Ost Sadi. What does that mean that he is Mekabel and Matir Atzmo Lemisa? Because Rabbi Chanan discusses that they, it seems from certain sources, from a Gemara, from a Tosfos, that they even performed Din Dalin Misos, even though not actual Dalin Misos, but the Beis Din sat somewhat even after Churban HaBayis. Is there a way for Hasra to exist even where there is no actual Chiyuv Misa that's going to be carried out? That's his question. When we say Matir Atzmo L'Misa, does that mean Mamish? A person says, Amanaskin, I know that Beis Din is going to kill me if I do this. So is that what it is? Because then that cannot apply if there's no Beis Din that's actually going to kill him. That's a false statement. I know Beis Din is going to kill me. Or does it mean no? I know that this Aveira carries a Chiyuv Misa with it. Is that good enough to be considered a full mazid with Hasra? That is the question. He says, V'efshar lomar dein sorach sheyater atzmo l'misa befo'al, el sheyater atzmo l'chiyuv misa, v'zeh shayak gabiz manazeh, and he suggests, even though later he rejects it, he says at one point, maybe that's the machlokas, whether Hasra Safik is Shema Hasra or not. Big discussion, what exactly is Hasra Safik? Let's take the example the Yerushalmi gives. A person, a boy, is born 6 months after his, or 9 months after his mother got divorced and remarried somebody. You're not sure who the father is. You don't know who the father is. The father, the first father, or the second father. And the person goes over to one of these individuals and curses them or hits them. Is he Chayav Misa? And he gets Hasra beforehand. But it's Hasra Safik because you don't know if this is the father. If you kill this, if you hit this person, but it might not be the father or not. That's Hasra Safik. Hasra Safik is something that even after you give Hasra and he does the action, you're not sure if he's going to violate the Chayav Misa. There's a machlokas, whether Hasra Safik is Shema Hasra or not. So suggest the Kovet Shiurim, at least in the beginning of his statement here, maybe, according to the opinion that says Hasra Savig is Shema Hasra, that's because they hold like the idea that you don't need actual Matir Atzmo L'Misa Befoal. You just need to be in the world of Chiyuv Misa. So here you're in the world of Chiyuv Misa, Misa will paskin Savig Nefashas L'Hakel, we won't know who the father is, but that's enough regarding the Hasra, it's not the problem. And the other opinion says, no, maybe not. Kivan, because there's no way that you're going to be able to put this person to death, then that's not called Matir Atzmo, that's not called Kabbalas Hasra. He says at the end, he rejects that pshat, but that is in terms of not only the Hasra has a question, what you have to say, what you don't have to say. Do you have to say the actual pasuk? Do you have to say the actual Av Malacha? even could you say the Tolda, not just the Av, that's within Hilcha Shabbos, but also regarding after the Asura said, what does the person have to accept? Yater Asma Lamisa. Does he have to be Mater Asma Lamisa Mamish? The Bez is going to kill him, or just the Chi of Misa itself? Good, that is the Nafgamina, the Minchas Chinuch discusses which Pasuk is included. Another Nafgamina could be, he continues and says, this Pasuk, lo vi'arti mimenu bitamei. If that's the source, what if I eat my sersheni bitoma, shelo kederach achiloso, in an unusual way? Usually the rule is, you only violate an Isser da'araisa, or a Mitzvah da'araisa possibly, if you eat it in the normal way. If I do a lo sa'ase, if I eat it, through IV, if I eat something, shelo kederach, if I eat something that's usually cooked, I eat it raw, the pashas is not an issa daraisa. That's what the Rambam quotes in Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah. And the Mishnah Melech extends it to say, what about mitzvos? What if I do a mitzvah, shelo kederach, I eat matzah shelo kederach, whatever the mitzvah is, am I going to be yotze? But the Gemara in Psachim in the second parak says that rule only applies to Isurim where the language of Achila is used. Don't eat. But if the Pasuk does not say Achila, for example, by Basar B'Chalav, how do you know you're not allowed to eat Basar B'Chalav? Lo Sivashal Gedi B'Chalev Imo. You can't cook it. So why would you limit it to eating it in a normal way? Should be any type of eating, because it doesn't, not limited to a Maisa Achila. So the Gemara there says, by Basar B'Chalav and by Kilay HaKerem, those are the two where it doesn't say Achila. By Kilay HaKerem it says Pentikdash, you have to burn it. So, therefore, you wouldn't require Kederach Achila. So, suggest the Menchas Chinuch, maybe this is a third one. It doesn't even know why the Gemara doesn't quote it. Because if you say like Rashi and the others, so there's a lashon of achila, because the pasuk is lo suchal le'echol b'sharecha or v'lo yochal min hakadoshim. The pasuk quoted from elsewhere, from earlier. But if the source, like the Chinuch and the Rambam say, is this pasuk by declaring biur is not a lashon of achila, we just say that that's what it means. So then maybe you'd be chayiv even shelo kederach achila. So that's the Menchas Chinuch and Oz Beis. L'shitas haRama v'siyaso tahalavu mikan milo v'arti v'lo ksiv be'lashon achila efshar. It's possible shechayiv al shelo kederach achila. So kimo kilei akeru basa b'chalav. And he says, Sarachi, and why the Gemara does not mention it over there. But obviously, two nafkaminas then, based on which pasuk, Hasra or Shalok Kederach. Vaiter, Mishar Shia Archokas HaTumah Men HaKodesh, the Shorish of this mitzvah, staying away from Tumah, I've already written in many places. We'll do one of them, the one that's quoted here in the footnote, and that's the first mitzvah. The first mitzvah in Sefer Bamidbar, where the Chinuch discusses the mitzvah of sending Temeim out of the Machane, right? The first of the 52 mitzvahs in Bamidbar. If you remember, Bamidbar has 52, Devarim has 200 exactly. 200 mitzvahs. So the first mitzvah in Bamidbar is in Parshas Naso, sending Temeim outside of the Machane. And the Chinuch there says, Mishar Shia Mitzvah, Lefi She'inyan HaTuma Yadua Lachachamim, She'yachlish Kawach HaNefesh HaSichlis, V'ya'arbe Vosa, V'yafrid Bina Vaskel, on a Kabbalistic, metaphysical level, Tuma will cloud our minds. We won't be totally clear in everything we have to do. Klomer, She'ma'ayanos HaSeichel Mitamtamim, B'Tuma. They become closed off when there is Tuma. Al-Kain B'makom HaKadosh V'HaTahar, Asher Ruach Elokim Sham, in a place where the Beis HaMikdash is, Ein Roi Lios Bo HaIsha Meluchak B'Tuma. That's talking about Knisa LaMikdash by a person Tameh. But also Maaser Sheni, we could say. Maaser Sheni, which is a special food, which is eaten Dafka Lefnei Hashem, only Lefnei Hashem. It's inappropriate to have Timtum Halev in that regard, and therefore we cannot eat the Maaser Sheni when we, or it, is in a state of Tumah. So once we reach a Tumah, it's good to review the 10 different levels of Tumah of people. People can reach 10 different levels. The most lenient one has an afkamina for Maaser Sheni, which is related to our mitzvah. The Mishnah says in Kalim Aleph Hey, Eser Tumas Parshas Min Adam. There are 10 levels of Tumah that a person could have. Mechusar Kippurim. The lowest level of Tumah is if somebody becomes Tameh for 7 days, and he is in the category of Mechusar Kippurim, meaning he not only becomes Tameh, but he has to bring a karban. Somebody who's Tameh Meis is not Mechusar Kippurim. They have to bring a karban on day 8. Azav, Azava, a Yoledes, and Mitzora, those four people, and maybe a Ger, that's a Machlokas. The first mission, the second American Krisus, has a Machlokas Tanoim, whether a Ger is considered a Mechusar Kippurim or not, or Blazer Ben Yaakov. and the Tanakama. So if somebody's in that category and they already waited 7 days and they're already tar and they went to the mikvah and now it's the morning of day eight, then they have to bring a carbon, but they did not bring a carbon yet. So they're still a little bit tame. What does that mean? What are they also to do? Aser b'kodesh, they can't eat karbanos yet. They can't eat karbanos yet that morning of day eight. Umoter b'truma b'maisa, but they can't eat truma, they can eat maiser sheni, no problem. Now let's go back one step. Chazar lios tful yom. What if it's the day before that? The day before that, the person went to the mikvah on day seven, and he's waiting for sunset. Or it's not a person who becomes tamei for one day. Somebody who's tamei sheretz. He goes to the mikvah, he's waiting for sunset. What's the halacha of a tful yom? As we know, a tful yom can eat maiser sheni. Already, right away, the Kedim Ma'aser Sheni, they just cannot eat Truma and Kachim until that night, and Kachim even the next day. That's the first Mishnah in Shas. Me'em Asai Kohanim Nechnasim Le'echol Trumasan. Truma is Ma'aser Zakochavim. Ma'aser Sheni, this Isser, today's Isser, of eating Ma'aser Sheni Betuma does not apply already after Tful Yom, after he goes into the Mikvah. So, Bechuzik Kippurim is the most Kal, then you have Tful Yom. What if you didn't go to the Mikvah yet? Chazal Leos Balkari. Aser b'shlashdan, you cannot eat even any of even Ma'aser Sheni before you went to the mikvah, before you become a tful, before you become a tful yom. Good. Next, what is the next level? Chazar Leos bo el nida. If somebody lives with a nida, when he is not allowed, besides the Isser of Kares, but he is Tami, Mitami Mishkav Tachton Ke'elyon, then anything that he sits on has the status of anything that a nida touches. Tachton Ke'elyon. Chazar Leos Zav, Sherashtei Re'ios, a Zav that had two Re'ios. She's not a Zav a Gedola yet, but, or a Zav, a male, mitami mishkav amoshav, he creates mishkav amoshav, right? If he sits on something, he makes it an avatuma. Mesorach bias mayim chayim, one of the only people who need flowing water. Mayim chayim, mikvah is not good enough. Upatim in a karban. Shalosh riyos, that he's even chayim in a karban. Then the next level up is a mitzora musgar, a mitzora that's not vadeh mitzora yet, but just closed off. He's already creates tumas ohel in the house of where the tzaras is, and he doesn't have to go through all the other halachas of tzaras, unless he becomes a mukhlat, so then he's chayev bikulan. And then the Mishnah continues, what if you have an aver of a person, what if you have somebody who is tamei meis, right, continues the different levels of people who are tamei, that's the one Mishnah, Kalim, Perak, Aleph, Mishnah Hey. Then after that, once we're talking about Tumah, that's where the Mishnah talks about Eser Kedushos, the Ten Kedushos of Eretz Yisrael, going from without to within. Back to this Mishnah Chinuch. Back to the mitzvah. Midini ha-mitzvah v'asharam zechonam l'vracha. The mitzvah that we've said. Lo vi'arti mimenu b'tamei. Bein sha'ani tamei v'hu tahar. Bein sha'ani tahar v'hu tamei. As Rashi said, it doesn't matter what is tamei. Him, the person, or the Ma'aser Sheni. Klomer she'bechol echad b'shei sadim elu lokin aleihin. You get malchus either way. V'hu she'yochal oso b'Yerushalayim she'i malka machiloso. Only if it is eaten in Yerushalayim. It's eaten in Yerushalayim, so then you get Malkus. If it's outside of Yerushalayim, even if it's B'tamei, Avala Ochla B'tumma Chusli Yerushalayim, Eino Loke Olav, Elamakados Avakas Mardus Derabanan. You just give Malkus Mardus, Mi Derabanan. There is no Malkus Daraisa. Malkus Mardus, as we know, is rabbinic lashes. Big discussions exactly how that compares to Daraisa lashes. Number one, do you need Hasra'a for rabbinic lashes? Rashi seems to say no. Rashi in Sanhedrin, Daf Chavav Mabez, where it talks about whether certain people who are Ba'alei Averos are Pasal Le'edus. So the Gemara there has one line where Rav Nachman says, if somebody is Chashud on Arayos, he's Kashal Le'edus. And Rav Sheshes can't believe it. Amar Rav Sheshes, Ani Mari, my master, Arboin Bekati V'Kasher, you gonna whip him 40 times V'Kasher? And he's still Kashal Le'edus? Rashi there says, Chayav Malkasu, Afal pi she'ein sham hasra'a. Even without hasra'a, damar mar, malkin alotova shmua. Shnemar albanai ki lotova shmua. Even for a rumor. This is Malkus Mardus we're talking about here. And Rashi says clearly there's no hasra'a that is required. The Rambam also implies this. The Rambam, the beginning of the fifth parak of Hilchos Shvuos, the Rambam says, if somebody makes a shvua that Ruve makes a shvua that Shimon's going to eat something today, or Shimon ate something yesterday, he makes a shvua about somebody else. Somebody else will or will not do something that is not a acceptable shvua because it is tali b'das acherim and he can't. It's not in his control to be mekayim it or be mevatel it. So therefore, eino chay b'shvuas bitoy. It's not a regular shvuas bitoy because it's impossible. It's impossible for him to have control of it. But the Rambam says, Makanoso Makas Mardus. You give him Makas Mardus. And then the Rambam continues, why don't you give him Malkas Daraisa? Because it's not in his control. It's Hasra Safik. Like we said before. But what's Mashma? Hasra Safik is okay for Malkas Darabanan. So either way, maybe you don't even need Hasra, or maybe Hasra Safik would be good enough. The other issue in Malkas Mardus is how many. The language of the Tosefta and the language of the Rambam in Hilchas Chamis U'Matzah is Ad Shetetzei Nafsho. If somebody eats matzah on Erev Pesach, that's the context of the Yerushalmi and the Rambam, U'mishachal matzah b'Erev Pesach, Makaros O'machas Mardis Ad Shetetzei Nafsho, till he dies. The Ramach there, Moshe HaKohen wonders, Lo Yadati Time Yaboy. What is this, worse than a Daraisa? Worse than Daraisa Malkus, where you only get 39 at most? And here, you're gonna kill him? How is that possible? So all the Mefreshim trying to figure out what exactly the Rambam, based on the earlier sources, what is it driving at? Just one, Pshat the Ritva, the Ritva in Ksubas Hanaf Memhei, the Ritva says maybe there's a difference, because Malkus from the Torah, Malkus Daraisa, that's an Onesh. Malkus Midrabanan, most of the time Malkus Mardis, are there preventative, to try to make somebody not do an Avera. So if that's true, that's why it could be even more, because you keep trying to prevent. When there's an onesh, there's a limit to the onesh. But when it's preventative, then it can be, there's no limit. V'nir and advarim, the kol makas mardas shishal alaveira nimsheches, v'yish bo lachush lahaba, makanos o'achetesh nafsho, o'achi yakabal alav kara'ui, divrei chachamim, v'chol shihi alaveira she'ena nimsheches, elo liyasro lisha'avar, then you get less because it's less of a punishment. You have to use the same type of whip that was used in for the Daraisa. That's a very important ritva in Ksubas Hadaf Memhei in terms of preventative or onesh. Finishing up, this Isra applies to Zachar Menachavis Bizman Abayis Sheyilonu Maisus Daraisa. It only applies to Daraisa when there is full Kedushas Mikdash, Kedusha Daraisa, and when we have Maaser Sheni De'oraisa. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Next time we'll talk about the third and final losase related to Maaser Sheni, and that is related to what you're allowed to buy with the Maaser Sheni money. That was tough for a shiur, but we'll get to it with four mitzvahs left here in our mitzvah shiurim.